And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we are working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for tuning in today. I've got something planned for us today. We're going to go on a road trip. Yeah, a real estate road trip. Now, if you've been listening to the radio show for any length of time, you know I love a good road trip. And normally what I do is I hook up the travel trailer. We've got a little entry level bumper pool. We call that the RV bunker. We had that thing during COVID. You know, we hunkered down in that thing. And normally we go out for a month or so at a time. And that's how we, my family and I, that's how we express our financial freedom, by taking our son out on long, long road trips all across this great nation of ours to show him the sights and the history and everything that we've experienced culturally and whatnot. That's how we've built our current lifestyle. And I've been watching, by the way, on social media as others are out on their own trips right now, over to Europe, over to Asia, Vietnam, Korea, Hawaii, taking transatlantic cruise, you name it. They're out there, members are out there enjoying their financial freedom. By the way, someone asked the other day, I not heard you do a show from the RV bunker in a while. Why is that? Two words, team sports. My kid's been doing baseball and soccer, basketball, all that stuff. But stay tuned. Stay tuned, because over the next few months, we have some trips planned, and I will be broadcasting from the road, an actual road trip. But today I'm going to take you on a road trip to Kansas City. Yeah, Kansas City, Kansas City, Missouri, because I went there recently for a Lifestyles Unlimited event. It's been about a month now, and I want to report back to you what I saw there, give you my impressions. Now, this is one trip. I've been observing the market for a while. A lot of great single-family investments there, great multifamily investments there. But I am no Kansas City expert yet, so I am bringing on a special guest in the latter half of the show that is. So you're going to want to stay tuned. You want to hear what she has to say. She's going to tell you all about the market, some of the ins and outs of working with remote investors, like a guy like me. I buy from Texas up in Kansas City. How's that go? What's that look like? Now, you may ask the question, why Kansas City? Well, look, this is one of the places you might want to go to, not physically, but go to invest and to work on creating your financial freedom. And let me explain that. What is financial freedom, right? We open the show saying we're working on your financial freedom. And in a nutshell, what that means is when you've created enough additional income, passive income, that's coming in monthly, and that income meets or exceeds your monthly bills, your expenses, your monthly cost of living, then you are financially free. That's what I've attained. That's what thousands of members at Lifestyles Unlimited have attained. And Kansas City is one place where you might go to do that. For example, you go up to, I say go up, but again, you invest in Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas City, Kansas. You buy a house that is cash flowing $400 a month. Okay, what do I mean by cash flowing? Well, you're gonna rent this property. It's a residential real estate. It's an investment that we hold as rentals for a period of years, couple years, 3, 5, something like that. And it's cash flowing because we're gonna collect a gross rent every month. We're gonna pay the fixed expenses, the mortgage, the taxes, the insurance, and we're gonna keep the difference. That net is our profit, that $400 every month that's gonna come in just like clockwork from one house. And we can use that to pay some of the bills, maybe utilities, maybe daycare, maybe part of your mortgage, your personal mortgage, your car payment, whatever you choose to do. But you don't just stop with one house. One house will not get you to financial freedom. So you go out and you buy another one. And typically we'll tell you they cash flow anywhere, net cash flow from $200 to $600. It does depend on the submarket, the market, the property you've bought, etc. So let's just take the middle, $400. Now, not just $400, you've got $800 a month coming in. And you just keep doing that. That's it. You just keep doing that consistently over time. You don't have to go out and buy 10 houses all at once. You can if you have the capital, but you buy one and then you buy another. And then you buy another after that, and you reinvest the cash flow as it's coming in. And over time, you're going to have enough of that monthly passive income to where you've met or exceeded your monthly household expenses. And then you look around and you ask yourself, well, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. I hear Andy on the road taking all these road trips. I hear about these other members doing this and that. Do I really need to continue to work? You're financially free. You do not have to. You can. A lot of members choose to, but you don't have to. You can go out and work on the lifestyle instead. It's in the name. Lifestyles Unlimited. We'll be joined by my special guest, but we're going to visit first Kansas City from my perspective. Then we'll hear what she can tell us, and she is an expert in that market. So I did a trip. This was called the Midwest Summit. This was back about a month ago. And the intent of this was to educate residential real estate investors in this market, in the Midwest. So we looked about and learned about Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, and some of the surrounding markets. So there was a big educational component there, of course, but it was much more than that. And I chose to drive. Somebody asked me, did you pull the RV bunker up there? No, I did not. I left my wife and son had things, sports, they had things to do here. So I said, all right, I'm going to hit the road. And boy, who did I meet there? A ton of people. There were close to, I think, around 300 members showed up for this event. Some even brought non-member guests. I don't know if you caught any of Del Walmsley's shows. He opened this up for everyone. And there were some smart people there that did take advantage of that. A lot of members, though. A lot were single-family investors, but there were also a lot of multifamily investors there. Like I said, we have members doing investment syndications in Kansas City. So there were lead investors there that lead apartment investments. There were independent rental owners that own their own apartments, and there were a lot of passive investors, that wanted to meet those syndicators. And a lot made that road trip from out of state, just like I did. There was a huge contingent, a really big contingent from California. Why is that? California, expensive. Kansas City, not. in a nutshell. Several of these members, in fact, they already own single family, duplex, quads, other investments in Kansas City, in and around Kansas City. So big contingent from California, big contingent from Colorado. Same story, kind of an expensive market. A lot of members are coming from Colorado into Kansas City and Missouri. There are a big group of guys from Washington that came down together. A bunch of us, of course, from Texas, Arizona. Met a guy that drove down from North Dakota, bigger trip than I had. Minnesota, man, I mean, just all over. And of course, a ton of local people from Kansas and from Missouri. Now, aside from members, we had the Lifestyles Unlimited Realty team there. Five or so members, we'll clarify that later, that work both the Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri areas, and surrounding out into those states, both for single family and again for multifamily. And very important for me, somebody that's in Dallas, Texas, wanting to invest in this market, there were vendors and there were contractors that I was able to meet that I would want to have as part of my team. If I'm going to do this thing remotely, I'm not going to be driving 10 hours every time or flying, whatever that is, to check on my properties. I'm going to have a team around me that will manage this process for me. And the good thing is, I met a lot of people that are already doing this. So I saw proof of concept. I didn't have to think to myself, is this even possible? Because here I'm surrounded by like-minded people that are already doing this thing, doing it well, been doing it for years in some cases. So that's who I met. That's who was on site. What did we do exactly? Well, there were a lot of multifamily activities, but I was there with my single family investor hat on. So I'm going to focus on that. And I got up there a day early because you know we're going to meet in the hotel. We're going to go out to dinner. We're going to have a lot of networking. But on Friday, there was kind of an informal road trip, and when I say road trip, well, that's what it is. We got in our vehicles and drove around to probably easily a dozen or more houses that members already own in that area in Kansas City, and that was great because we got to hear their stories, their experiences, their numbers. They're great numbers. From an investment perspective, the numbers in this market are phenomenal, and it's great to hear their experiences because, like I said, they're making it happen in that market. Proof of concept for me right there. And a lot of these were, in fact, remote investors. Now, I met Sam. He's from St. Louis, right? Across the state, not terribly far. Still remote, right? I met a lot of those California investors. Steve, he's in San Diego, has investments there. And I met a gentleman from Austin. He's already working on his third investment in that investment house in Kansas City. So I got a really good opportunity to build that, quote, local network, although a lot of these guys are remote. And in fact, we spent, you know, hours really in the car, in my truck in this case, as I was driving with various investors going from house to house. Did we have some great networking, share some great contacts? Of course we did. And that was just Friday. Saturday morning, we had some seminar activities, a lot of education onto the, into the market. But a big part of that day was we actually toured a number of houses that were for sale. We did this as a group, and people went home that day with houses on clearly on target and got these things under contract. Taking action, in a nutshell. Taking action. So obviously, part of my trip there was I want to see more about this market. I've seen a lot of opportunity come my way from the various members of the realty team. But it's a new to me market. I wanted to dig in a little bit. And I really got to see the housing stock there. And this was really interesting to me because, yeah, it's very much different to what I know as a guy that's invested in North Texas and in the Houston area. What do we have here? You know, you might get into some older, smaller wood frame houses, but often it's those you know, ranch style homes, single story, kind of got a big footprint. These things, on the other hand, very different. Very different. You know, if I look at my portfolio, it's anything from the 50s to late 80s. These houses, not all of them, but a lot of these were 100-year-old homes. They don't build them out like we do here in Texas, ranch-style things. These are built up, sometimes three stories with a basement. If you're like me, a Texas guy, looking at it from afar, that sounds pretty scary. Basement? Oh my gosh, what's that? But we saw and we heard and we went into houses that where people are doing this and doing it successfully and making a lot of money. Cash flow, we talked about what cash flow is there. Aside from the cash flow, we also buy for equity, and there's a huge amount of what we call equity capture in this market. And equity capture results from buying at a discount, renovating the property, and pushing up the market value. And some of these are big renovations, by the way. When it's 100 years old, maybe that happens. We'll hear more from my guest on that topic later. But the price points are very low, and people are able to buy at a very big discount, unlike anything I see here in my market at the moment. And because of that, they're creating a ton of equity, doubling their money, tripling their money, and more, just on the outset. So great property there. And what I saw took a lot of the veils away from my eyes, some of the misnomers, some of the mental hurdles that I, even as an experienced investor here, had put up in my own way when thinking about Kansas City. Gone. It's a really cool city. Big swaths of it are gentrifying. And that's a key word. Because that is where you want to be. You want to ride that value wave up. So I met the people. I saw the city. We drove the neighborhoods. And I come home now knowing the areas that I want to target. The areas that I liked. So I can more quickly make a decision in the future. Now, do you have to go there? No, we do a lot of virtual road trips as well. In fact, my guest will come on after the break. She presents quite a bit at these virtual road trips. These are acquisition road trips where we can say, I want to buy that house, see the part of town, et cetera. You don't have to go there to do these things. My investor friends from California, probably not. You know, some of them out there for the first time. You can do these things remotely. We'll talk about how, and we'll talk about the market when we come back. So be sure to stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited wants you real estate retired. Learn the roadmap to wealth building. Impact your family for generations, just like Lifestyle members Chad and Lisa.
They're learning the rope. They see this in their future, too. It's benefited our children in the way they think of their future. It's taught them how to think in the millions.
Learn from the best. Lifestyles Unlimited, teaching you how to retire in 5 years or less while building generational wealth in this rapidly changing environment. Now's the time to take action. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007 for a 60% savings off the regular price. Our Financial Freedom Program membership for $297. That's $443 off our regular price. With over 33 years of educating and mentoring experience, let Lifestyles Unlimited help you become real estate retired. Text RADIO to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions for me, I did not give you my email earlier. You can send those my way to askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. So I shared with you my impressions of Kansas City, took that road trip. If you missed the earlier part of the show, go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. This will be archived there. But as promised, I'm being joined now by a special guest. I'm bringing on Jessica, and she is one of the Lifestyles Unlimited Realty team in the Kansas City market. So who better to talk to if we want to really get the details? Yeah, Andy, you saw the pretty houses and the old houses. That's fine and good. But we're going to hear from the expert. And yeah, without further ado, Jessica, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Hey, did you have a first question? I know you were out of town. Did you have a good trip down to Florida?
Florida is a lot of fun, but I assume that it is just like Houston and Texas, and it is too humid for me.
Well, did you have a chance to recover from the what I've been talking about today, the Midwest Summit?
Yes, I have. I have. Okay. There was a lot of people in town. It was very exciting, but definitely a lot of excitement afterwards to deal with as well.
Yeah, I mean, hey, even our rockstar realtors, they need a break from time to time. And I'll tell you, for those hungry Lifestyles Unlimited members that have been wondering where'd all the email blasts, all the property leads go to, well, now you know. Jessica needed a break. Now, you're one of how many realtors there in the Kansas and Missouri team?
There are four other realtors here in Kansas City. And then we have one in Springfield, and that's Jim Ellis.
Okay, good deal. And I seem to recall Lifestyles is relatively new to the Kansas market and the Missouri market. I don't remember exactly, but when did you join? When did you become a member of the team?
Close to a year ago. I did my training at the end of last July, but I really started last August.
Okay, and I think, the team was pretty young, so you've been around, let's call it a year. I know from talking with you in Kansas City that before that you were working for a hedge fund, basically helping them source these very type of properties that we're looking at as Lifestyles Unlimited members, and clearly some great experience, right? Do I have that right?
Yeah. I mean, working for the hedge fund was very informative. I learned very quickly how to analyze deals, how to find the best deals, and what people really look for. And what properties to stay away from. So it was definitely a good learning experience. I'm glad I'm working with Lifestyles members now instead of them, though.
Yeah, different clientele, happy clientele, as I'm sure you learned when you were swamped at the Midwest Summit. I'm curious, just roughly, rough number, how many, doing this for a year now, how many houses have you helped Lifestyles Unlimited members purchase in that short amount of time?
Close to 60, I think.
Wow. 60. Man. Okay. Like I said, rockstar realtor. That is awesome in 1 year. So, and I remember at the summit, you know, on a Saturday morning, we had the seminar, all of the team came and introduced themselves. You guys talked a little bit about the markets, and I don't remember who pulled it up, but there was a graph that showed the, home states, the location of all the investors that are buying in Kansas City, buying 60 houses from you, for example. A lot of them are from Texas, like I am. A lot of them are from California. I met a lot of them there on site, in fact. A lot from Colorado. So you're clearly, you're working, would you say, mostly with out-of-state investors?
Yeah, actually, I have only, to this day, closed on two properties with people here in Kansas City. I have a couple people from St. Louis, which is about 4 hours away, but almost everyone else is from out of state.
So tell me, this is the key question. What is bringing everyone to Kansas City? Dive into that market for us, if you would.
Well, I mean, I have the best deals.
Without a doubt. But
Kansas City is really a thriving market. right now, it's actually tied for the hottest real estate market in the country with Columbus, Ohio. And the reason being is we have extreme growth coming into the city. There's a lot of excitement because of that. Last year, we finally opened our new airport. And with that, we are able to attract a lot of larger businesses that we weren't able to before because our airport was just atrocious. And some of the larger CEOs would fly in and they would immediately fly out. Now those businesses are looking at Kansas City. They're looking at the excitement with the Chiefs. We have the first women's soccer stadium in the country that was just built and finished here. So there's a lot of good things happening here and still kind of having some of that COVID craziness with houses selling as well.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. I can remember talking with Joe Nichols. He's the kind of the broker over a lot of the states where we've expanded into. And from what he's told me, historically, Kansas, Missouri, Kansas City, you know, that whole area has been fairly steady eddy in terms of appreciation, but also didn't take a big hit back in 08. A lot of people worry about what if the bottom drops out of the market? Well, I don't think that's a problem here, but you seem to be experiencing an unusually high amount of appreciation even at that point. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, we are. So I think last year the appreciation was about 18 to 21%, depending on the area that you were in. So still really high. Historically, it was about 3 to 4% every year. But with the growth, it has changed a lot. And one of the things that really happened because of COVID is that people from other more unaffordable areas like California that, you know, have gone to Texas, now we see people all of the time moving from California to Kansas City. You know, to me, I don't understand why, because there's a beach there. There's not here, but it's a fun place to live. So it's just all around affordable middle class kind of living here.
Yeah, well, and it is, you know, I mentioned this in the earlier segment. It's a pretty cool city. I really, you know, we were there focused on the investment properties, but I got to see some parts of the town that were, you know, good little restaurant hubs, lots going on. I lived in Omaha, Nebraska for a number of years, and people would say the same thing about there. Very, very cool city. So I think the Midwest does have something to offer. And clearly for us as investors, the key word there is the lower price point. I guess a big part of that is probably the keyword gentrification. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. Some of the areas of the city that have historically been forgotten or people that have lived here forever have been scared of are the areas where you can make the most money now. And I walk in those areas all the time. I never have issues. And the houses there are selling, and they're selling for a lot.
So we've got a lot of out-of-state and remote investors coming into your market. I've got two questions for you that are two sides of the coin. The first one is, what do you commonly see us doing wrong that maybe we could correct? And more importantly, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we do prefer to learn from success than from mistakes. What do you see remote investors doing well?
Well, there's a lot of things that people do well, but I think it is very important to follow the training and do your own due diligence. Some people take what I say as law and they just go with it. But really, you should be going out, you know, talking to different contractors, figuring out who you work well with, whose personality you like, making sure multiple eyes on the property. Because I am just a realtor. There is things that I miss. See these properties all of the time. But when you have multiple GCs in a property, it really does help figure out anything that you may run into afterwards. And the best people are the ones that are doing that.
Yeah, and that's something we do. I mentioned earlier, we're an education and mentoring group, and there's a big educational component. We want you to be educated so that you're making good decisions. And to your point, yeah, one of those is doing your due diligence. Right, vetting the property and vetting those contractors before you work with them. In fact, we've got a whole class on working remotely with contractors. A big part of the seminar Saturday morning, in fact, when we were there, was doing that very thing. Since so many investors are coming in from out of state, we're all remote. We need to really put our thinking caps on and really figure out and learn how to do that due diligence and that vetting. So very good point. Very, very good point. So great market. You're in Kansas. Are you in Kansas City, Missouri and Kansas, or just one side of the river there?
I do both sides. I've lived on both sides, but I prefer the Missouri side, specifically for cash flow purposes. Once you get over into Kansas, the taxes are higher, which can hurt cash flow.
And by the way, just to the listener, as a guy that's sitting in Dallas, Texas, and went down and had to protest my property taxes on countless properties in Tarrant County and Denton County and Dallas, it's ongoing here. Our property taxes here are insanely high. You heard about the hurricane that just hit the coast down by Houston. That's going to push up our insurance rates. So even though I know you said Kansas taxes may be high, I don't think they're anything compared with what we have here. So there's some really big pros in that sense. As well, going up to both Kansas and Missouri, just the cash flow is higher. It's just higher because of that. Now, I have a very important question. I know a lot of people that could not make it to the Midwest Summit. They would love to meet you. Are you going to be joining us at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo in October?
I'm told I can't miss it, so I will be there.
I don't think you should miss it. Hey, look, you got a wealth of experience. Even over 12 months, you've sold a lot of houses. How many houses did we see on Friday and Saturday?
I couldn't tell you. The Friday and Saturday was such a whirlwind. There was at least 10 houses on Friday, and Saturday we saw three.
Yeah, I mean, it was a ton. And you're doing this every day. So yeah, you've got the experience. So to the listener, hey, if you like what you're hearing, if you want to jump in now, you should go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. You can click on the free workshop there, learn more about what we do. To the point of doing your due diligence, make sure you take that step first, right? Make sure you're a good fit, because like Jessica said, not every contractor will be a good fit. I need to figure those things out. You can do that as well, again, at our website there. But if you got the time, and you should make the time, make a road trip out of it. We like those road trips. Come on down to Irving, Texas. That's going to be in October, the 2nd through the 5th, coming up real soon. We'll have Lifestyles Unlimited's Wealth and Passive Income Expo. Jessica's going to be there. I hope you're there with the rest of the Lifestyles team out of Tennessee and Georgia. I mean, they come in from everywhere, and the members come in from everywhere. I know we got a couple coming in from as far flung as Australia. So if you want to learn more about the expo, text the code EXPO, EXPO, to 88007. Again, text the code EXPO to 88007. You can learn more about the expo. You can register for that there, see what tickets we still have available. Some have sold out already, so you want to take action pretty quickly there. Jessica, it was a great road trip. It was great to meet you in person. I've seen you on a ton of events. You come out to our virtual acquisition road trips. You present properties there. I get those email blasts that you mentioned. There is a ton of opportunity there. Any last words you would give to the listener?
If you're interested in the Kansas City market, reach out to me, do some of your own due diligence, and let's get rocking.
Indeed. Let's get rocking. I'll tell you, it was great to be on the road again. 10-hour drive, was it worth it? It was absolutely worth it. Just to see what I saw, to get the experience, tap into Jessica's experience, tap into the experience of those investors that have already invested in the market. Had a ton of those riding around with me in the truck. Just a good all-around experience, the Midwest Summit. Those are the types of events that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, by the way. I don't know if you know, Jessica, they did one not too long before in Jacksonville, Florida, the Southeast Summit. Same sort of idea, learning about those markets because we are national in scope. And if you want to get tapped into this, if you're on those expensive coasts and the idea of buying a house for $1,500, $1,500 out of pocket piques your interest, yeah, this is the place to be. So again, you can email me if you have any questions. Email me at askandy@luinc.com. And again, if you want to learn about the expo, text that word expo to 88007. Jessica, thanks for joining me. It was a great road trip, and I'll see you out on the road. Have a good day.
Thank you. you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.